Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, let me ask you about what everybody's talking about. People can't talk about anything else, which is the resignation or the firing of the speaker, Sheldon Silver, after Preet Bharara arrested him. I wonder if you have a philosophical view of what this kind of thing does to politics and about this individual case.
Well, here's what I think. I think we need change in our politics. And I think if this is an opportunity to really reform the way Albany works, then it is a blessing. You'd never like to see this kind of thing happen, particularly at this level in government. It just breeds more distrust and more cynicism. I'm personally disgusted by the allegations. It offends me personally. You know, I think when you're in this business and you're doing it for the right reasons, nothing makes you angrier than you see somebody else engaged in conduct that is immoral, that is illegal, that cannot be justified, and that makes it harder for the rest of us to do anything. And so that's bad enough. But what would be really tragic would be if you know, one guy goes to jail and the whole system just goes back to business as usual.
Couldn't agree with you more.
We must have power spread in Albany. You need to empower more of the members and the committee chairman. You need to give them more power to hire and fire their own staff. There should probably be some term limits on at least leadership positions so you get more turnover. There must be more transparency in terms of the income of lawmakers. I'd like to see them do away with outside income. And if we did away with that, you know, maybe you've got to change the compensation structure of the people who are there. There are some critical reforms that are the most important thing now, and this is an opportunity to get them done. Now, I don't want to get too far out of my lane, you know what I mean? I'm not a state lawmaker. The assembly has to do this on their own. But that would be my hope, is we change this system. We can do better than this. My God, this is the state of New York. 20 million people should not be governed by three men in a room in an opaque system that allows this kind of corruption. It's wrong, and we can do better.
Now, I hate to do this to you, Sean, because I know this is not a good thing to do to a Democratic congressman, but we have Andrew Cuomo, who intervened in the process, and he said when they were going to open it up and they were going to have more people than three people in the room, he said, no, I got to be able to talk to just one. Was he wrong?
Look, that's why this is an opportunity to reform the system. I give the governor an enormous amount of credit for what he has accomplished in Albany and for showing how to make that bad system produce some good results. If you look what he did in the area of marriage equality, delivering on-time budgets, you know, this governor has done some very good things and I think has almost always had the right goals, and he's just one guy in a bad system. I do think Andrew Cuomo, if he had his way, would change it tomorrow. And I think this is an opportunity to really shine a light on not just the wrongdoing or the alleged wrongdoing of one individual, because honestly, that's not the issue at the end. The issue is how is this thing set up? Who's it working for? You know, why can't we do it better? And that's what I'd like to see, and I'm sure that Andrew Cuomo would love to see a reformed Albany as well. I think the governor has been getting a bad rap in a lot of this, I got to say.
Well, part of that might be from me, because I don't think he should have said that. I mean, you know.
Well, look at you know, I it's easy to second guess. I've worked for a governor of New York. I know how that place works. I do think Andrew Cuomo has the best interest of the state in mind. I think he's got a lot done. I know he's taken a lot of grief, and I know people are always going to criticize the governor, and that comes with the territory. He'd be the first one to say that. But I do believe that he has made a bad system work better, and he would be the first one to say this is an opportunity to make the system better, and we can even get more done.
Not to beat the horse too long, but, you know, we were told that Preet Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, is looking into the governor, too, because of the ending of the Moreland Act Commission and some of the things surrounding that. Would you be greatly disappointed if Bharara came down heavily on Cuomo?
Well, look, that's a hypothetical that I think
is
probably
is.
Not
yeah.
smart to answer, because I would like to think that the U.S. attorney wouldn't do that unless he had good reason to, and I wouldn't want to speculate on that. I don't see that happening. I think that's a very low probability event, just because I don't think there's been criminality that would justify it. So I don't think this is an issue of of Preet Bharara versus Andrew Cuomo. I think this is an issue of two good people who are doing their jobs, and I think both of them would like to see Albany cleaned up. I think the governor's been going about it in a way that he thought would be effective, and I think he would love to do even more. And I don't think it's going to serve anybody well to have another governor in New York, you know, weakened by a bunch of stuff that that just isn't what the people want. You know, I went through some of this. I saw this up close with other governors in New York. The state of New York needs an effective, functioning government. This should be an opportunity to clean up the assembly. I'd like to see the Senate cleaned up with it, and for the governor to get more done. And I hope that's what happens.
And speaking of all of this, Chris Gibson, your Republican colleague from up the river, is retiring after one more term, saying he believes in term limits. He's always told us that on this show and other places. And he's going to retire from Congress after a third term. What do you think about term limits?
I like term limits. I've always liked them. I think that it's a good discipline to get in, to make a contribution, and to give somebody else a turn. I understand where Chris is coming from on this, and I respect him for keeping his word.
So I guess the obvious question that people would say is, how about you?
What I just said is what I'll say. I like the Chris Gibson model. I think that none of us should expect to be in these jobs forever, and that's certainly the approach I take.
But isn't the other side of this that if there are term limits, that people will be denied the right to vote for their own guy if they want to?
Well, and that's why I think what Chris did, I think, is so interesting. You know, that's right. Term limits are typically because politicians won't get the heck out even when they've stopped being effective. What Chris has said is, you know, he's going to self-term limit. He's going to leave voluntarily, even though, you know, I think most people would say he could continue if he wanted to. I like that model. I don't plan to sit in this job forever, and I think that there's something healthy about that. These jobs should turn over. We don't need to see the kind of concentration of power that we saw in the Speaker's office in the Assembly. It's not good for anybody. Now, mandatory term limits, do you throw out some good people? Yeah, I suppose that's the downside. I think most people would look at our Congress and look at our Assembly and say, we'd be willing to lose a few good people if we got rid of all the dead wood. And I think that's probably right. I think we've got too many people just sitting around feeling comfortable and not doing enough.
Yes, and Sean, but isn't it also said that the longer you're around, the way the system works, the more powerful you are, the more you can get done for your district?
Yes, I think that's right. But you know, that depends on people having their heart in the right place. I think that it is absolutely the case that as I build capacity in this job, there's more I can do, and I'm very excited about that. I'm excited that we've already got 10 bills passed in a working as a freshman in the minority. That means as a second term member, I'm going to do even more. And we've helped thousands of people out of the district office, and we're getting really good at that. And we've just developed some expertise in that. You bet. There's something to be said for that. I just think there is a point at which it is healthy for the system if there is new blood and there's new opportunity. We should have more junior people moving up quickly. We should have competition at all levels. We should do everything on merit. Seniority system is a joke. We should scrap it. We should accomplish goals like diversity inclusion through other mechanisms. And we should give more people a chance. And we should have more citizens feel invested in this process instead of looking at it as some circus benefiting a bunch of insiders. I think the people in the Hudson Valley and in New York have to get engaged too. You know, this is not just about people like me who are doing this. This is about everybody saying we all got a stake in this and we're going to participate. And I think that works better when they feel like they might be able to run or their kid might be able to run. That's why I'm worried about all this money in politics. You know, middle-class families need to feel like they can participate in this game and that it can work for them. You know, this is all we got, right? This is our system. We need to all believe in it. And I don't think it should just be a small number of people doing it year after year, feathering their nest. I'm not afraid of change. We should encourage more participation and more change.
Always great to talk to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, giving us some straight talk. Appreciate that very much, Sean. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you about whether things go better with Coke.
Okay, great.